Daily Rest, Friday, April 21st, 2023. The devotions this week have been under the theme, Resurrection Witnesses. Thomas answered and said to Jesus, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name. John 20, verses 28 through 31. Exactly what you need. Thomas, one of Jesus' 12 disciples, was not with the other 10 on Easter evening, as they gathered behind locked doors. He did not see the living Jesus appear to them and speak to them. As a result, Thomas doubted, saying, Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. John 20, verse 25. A week later, Thomas was present when Jesus appeared again. Once Thomas saw and heard Jesus with his own eyes and ears, he confessed, My Lord and my God. Thomas had no legitimate reason to doubt Jesus' resurrection. Jesus had foretold it. He and the others had heard Jesus' words, but they did not latch onto those words fully in faith, so they were sad, scared, and uncertain. Later, Thomas had all of the eyewitness testimonies that Jesus was alive. Yet he did not believe. But Jesus came and gave Thomas what he needed to set aside his doubts. Jesus likewise gives us what we need for our faith. So much more of Jesus' life could have been recorded in Scripture. But what is included is exactly what we need. There are so many questions of curiosity that are unanswered by Scripture. But what God has given to us serves his purpose, bringing us life through Christ. In God's Word, we have exactly what we need to be brought to faith, to be defended against our spiritual enemies, and to be faithful until death, so that we may inherit the crown of life. Revelation 2:10. Your word inspires my heart within. Your word grants healing from my sin. Your word has power to guide and bless. Your word brings peace and happiness. Lutheran Service Book, 908, verse 2. This devotion has been taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.